Essay Under the Blossoms by Kaori Shoji. The Japanese relationship to sakura cherry blossoms is weird. We lust and pine for those blossoms. We count the days till the first pink buds finally open. We keep tabs on which trees in which region yield the earliest blossoms and talk about them with the exuberance of people who have never seen sakura in their lives. We've even invented what's called a cherry blossom front line, which charts how far the blossoms have opened on the Japanese map, starting from the southern tip of Okinawa in early March and ending with Hokkaido in May. Devout sakura worshippers will travel with the front line, sampling the new blossoms as they open. The pastime is especially popular among the pensioned retirees, who traverse the nation pursuing the sakura front line for nearly 2 months. All I wish for is to die under a cherry tree in spring, goes the famous poem by Saigyo. And we don't need the last samurai to tell us that when committing seppuku, it's infinitely preferable to do so in spring, so that the pale pink blossom petals will flutter artfully around one's bleeding body. The Japanese live, breathe, and desire to die with the sakura. We're obsessed. Why then do we treat them so badly? You'd think that there would be cherry trees throughout Japan. At the very least, you'd expect a government-sponsored protection program that bans real estate developers from destroying a single tree. Alas, however, the fact is that sakura trees are cut down with chilling regularity, and often in huge numbers. Along the banks of Edogawa River, for example, 10,000 cherry trees were destroyed and concrete poured in their wake to prevent the water from rising during heavy rains. All over Tokyo, in fact, contractors raise sakura trees without a backward glance. In Kyoto, century-old trees are chopped down to make way for parking lots. Perhaps these barbarities have something to do with the complexities of the Japanese sakura relationship. Love and hate are different sides of the same coin, is probably the best way to describe it. Novelist Motojiro Kaji wrote about how the season of sakura depressed him unbearably, the arrogant beauty of the petals reminding him not of glories and new beginnings, but of personal misery and doomed love affairs. Weird stuff. And here we are again, in the season of those evocative petals.